From Gwyndor, Beleg learned that the small company of orcs ahead of them, from whom he had hidden, had no captives and were going with speed. An advance guard, perhaps, bearing report to Angband. At this news, Beleg despaired, for he guessed that the tracks that he had seen turning away westwards after the crossings of Teiglin were those of a greater host who had in orc fashion gone marauding in the lands seeking food and plunder, and might now be returning to Angband by way of the Narrow Land, the long defile of Sirion, much further to the west. If this were so, his sole hope lay in returning to the ford of Brithiach, and then going north to Tol Sirion. But scarcely had he determined on this, than they heard the noise of a great host approaching through the forest from the south, and hiding in the boughs of a tree, they watched the servants of Morgoth pass, moving slowly, laden with booty and captives, surrounded by wolves. And they saw Turin with chained hands being driven on with whips. Then Beleg told him of his own errand in Tarnufuin, and Gwyndor sought to dissuade him from his quest, saying that he would but join Turin in the anguish that awaited him. But Beleg would not abandon Turin, and despairing himself, he aroused hope again in Gwyndor's heart. And together they went on, following the orcs, until they came out of the forest on the high slopes that ran down to the barren dunes of the Anfoglith. There, within sight of the peaks of Thangorodrim, the orcs made their encampment in a bare dale, and set wolf sentinels all about its rim. There they fell to carousing and feasting on their booty, and after tormenting their prisoners, most fell drunkenly asleep. By that time day was failing, and it became very dark. A great storm rode up out of the west, and thunder rumbled far off as Beleg and Gwyndor crept towards the camp. When all in the camp were sleeping, Beleg took up his bow, and in the darkness shot four of the wolf sentinels on the south side, one by one, and silently. Then, in great peril, they entered in, and they found Turin, fettered, hand and foot, and tied to a tree. All about knives that had been cast at him by his tormentors were embedded in the trunk, but he was not hurt, and he was senseless, in a drugged stupor, or swooned in a sleep of utter weariness.